house full of children. That just does my heart good. If you had an opportunity this week to hand out a church card, I just want to say thank you. This may be the card that brings hope to somebody. This may be the card where someone said, I've been looking, I've been searching, and I just want to say thank you. So if you've done that this week, we got plenty more. If you say, well, you know what, preacher, if I had one, I'd give them. We've got a few extras. You can see Pam, and she'll give you a handful of those. We have enough, Pam. Make sure everybody has enough. And this just gives someone the opportunity to say, you know what, I've been looking, I've been searching. And you can say, listen, let me help you along your spiritual journey. And somebody say, amen.
Amen.
When we think about this Jesus, the one whose mission was to destroy the works of the enemy.
Right.
That's what he came to do. Bill Johnson writes that Jesus is the divine yes of God. He models the yes of our Heavenly Father, revealing the most complete picture of God in all history. Jesus Christ is himself perfect theology. Anything you think you know about God that you cannot find in the person of Jesus, you have reason to question. This morning, God has laid something on my heart. And you can kind of see it from your bulletin. If you open your bulletin, you'll see in there it says the God of breakthrough. We're going to talk about that. But if you will give me a chance to lay a little bit of groundwork this morning, God has an answer for you. God is going to bring fresh rhema, fresh bread, fresh revelation to you this morning. I believe it with all of my heart. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, thank you that we have a chance to open up the bread of life and be able to take in what you would have for us in this hour. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every heart will be fed. Every ear will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. And I pray, God, that we will receive it with gladness. And we give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
This divine yes concept was given to us by the Apostle Paul. And if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians Chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, they are in your notes. It says this, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, was not just yes and no, but yes in Him." Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Somebody say yes.
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 "For as many as are the promises of God, in Him, they are yes." So as you begin to get into the Word of God through your time of devotion and in your time of prayer and fasting, you will begin to come across the promises of God. And in Him, Jesus Christ, they are yes. Therefore also, through Him, is our amen. Amen is, if you look at the Amplified Version, is us just simply saying yes to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So if I say something this morning that kind of strikes a nerve with you, it's okay to say, all right now. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say amen now. It's okay to say yes. Therefore also through Him is our amen to the glory of God through whom? Look up here now. I put that verse up there so you can see it. Is it through somebody else? Or is it through you? That amen, that yes, is affirmed with the promises of God when we say, oh yeah, yes. Have you ever talked with someone and when you're talking to them, they're agreeing with you, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I know exactly where that restaurant is. Yes, I do. I've been through that. Yes, I know. Oh, that is a good one. I have one just like that. And they're agreeing with you. You're like, yeah, we're connected on this. The same thing happens when you begin to ferret out the promises of God and you say, wait a minute, that promise is for me. Yes. And that's when they become real to you, is when you become, when you get to the point when you say yes to the promises of God. But the yes starts with us. So I want you to know that your breakthrough, and this is in your notes, I want you to write this as the very first thing, that your breakthrough begins with a yes.
All right.
Now some of you say, I'm not sure if that's for me. I'll make it a maybe. Well, go ahead and make it a maybe and see if it comes to your doorstep. It comes to your address when you say, yes, that's for me. Jesus was Paul's message. He was what Paul preached. And Jesus is the yes to the planet of the orphans. That's why Jesus came, because he realized that Israel was an orphan nation. And he begins to refer to God as the Father. Jesus is the fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams of all humanity throughout all time. The ache that exists in the hearts of people is potentially finally satisfied once and for all through Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now we know if you are going to serve the Lord, we know that we walk by faith, not by sight. But we must walk by faith. You have faith this morning. You have faith that those beautifully upholstered padded chairs. Can somebody say amen to when we had wooden pews?
Amen.
Those beautifully upholstered padded chairs are holding your weight. And you had faith in those chairs, otherwise you would not have sat down on them. You had faith when you put the key in the ignition this morning that your car was going to start. Now Terry, earlier this week, put the key in the ignition. He cracked it forward by faith. Have I got a witness? And it said... But he had faith that it was going to start. We have faith in some things. Some of you get a little bit of money from the government every month. And you have faith that Uncle Sam is going to deposit that money in your account. Don't you?
Yes.
And some of you say, I'm depending upon Uncle Sam making that Social Security check into my account. You have faith. But when God asks you, do you believe my word? You say, maybe. Oh, it's getting quiet. That's okay. But why is it that we have faith in the padded chairs that we sit on, and we have faith in the car that we drove this morning, and we have faith that the government, whatever it is, some big monster in Washington, D.C., is going to deposit the funds in our account, but we feel that God's promises for us. And we say, well, maybe. But I know that His Word is a lamp to my feet.
Yes.
And it's a light to my pathway. And I know that in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. Come on, somebody say yes.
Yes.
And at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Can somebody say yes?
Yes.
That's where your breakthrough comes. Is when you begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and by faith you believe that He is going to answer you. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
When you think about faith, you begin to look at Hebrews 11, which many call the faith chapter. Some people call it the hall of fame about the people that by faith God begins to do certain things. By faith. Abraham does this. By faith, Moses does this. We read in verse 5 that by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. And before he was taken, he had this testimony that pleased God.
Wow.
How many of you have a testimony that pleases God? it that you talk about when you begin to testify about this God that we serve? Do you say things, well, you know, I've been struggling all week. The devil's been on my trail. Bless his name. I'm not going to bless the devil's name. But I can look at my enemy and say, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me.
Yes.
Come on now. That's my testimony.
Yes.
But without faith, verse 6 says, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God, I love the Amplified version, because it says, without faith it's impossible to walk with God and please him. For whosoever comes near to God must believe that God exists.
Yes.
And that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him.
Yes, he does.
So my breakthrough comes when I diligently seek him, and it requires diligence. Would you write that in your notes this morning? Your breakthrough requires diligence. If we think that we are going to kind of on a half-hearted effort be able to see our breakthrough, and for each and every one of you, your breakthrough looks different. For some of you, it's healing. For some of you, it's a breakthrough of joy. For some of you, unfortunately, it's going to be a breakthrough of forgiveness that you've been holding on to some things way too long. And you say, preacher, if you knew the hurt that I had to endure, you would understand why I hold on to this. But I'm telling you, the breakthrough is coming, and you are going to be able to forgive me. Your breakthrough is coming when you're going to be able to look at that person and go, yeah, I remember. But they don't hurt no more.
Tell it.
Okay, I'll just preach to myself for a minute. That breakthrough is coming when you say, I've been praying that the joy of the Lord would absolutely fill me to overflowing. That breakthrough is coming. Some of you have been praying for your families, and they're still living like they shouldn't be living. Some of them are like hell on wheels, rolling around over the weekend, sleeping in on Sunday. You're thinking, when is going to come the time when they come to church and they dedicate themselves completely to the Lord? That day is coming. That breakthrough is coming. Because I'm reminded in verse 7 that by faith Noah, being divinely warned of God, not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Some of you have been praying tears, and you've been saying, God, save my family. God, save my children. God, save my grandchildren, my nieces and my nephews. Some of you have been praying for your parents. Don't stop praying. Because by faith, Noah built an ark for the saving of his household. So here's what I'm going to challenge you to do in this last week of our prayer and fasting. And that is, you begin to prophesy and say, yes, my household will be saved. Yes, my children will come with me to church. Yes, my grandchildren will be saved. Yes, they are going to serve you, Lord. Yes, the prophecy that I'm placing upon them is going to come true in Jesus' name. Can somebody say yes?
Yes.
Because your breakthrough begins with a yes.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Whew, glory. I feel in this place.
Yes, sir.
I feel like it's beginning to crack, almost like a little baby chick is beginning to kind of break through that outer surface and say, I'm going to be born here in just a minute, but you got to wait. It takes a little bit of time here. There's something about getting alone with God in prayer and fasting. Some of you have been fasting from food and you've been doing liquids only, and I say, you're doing great. Keep it up. Don't stop. Some of you have been fasting from social media and television. Keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Some of you have been on the Daniel fast, or you've just been eating vegetables, and you say, well, anybody can do that. Well, go ahead and try it and tell me how you're doing, because it's tough. You say, if I got to eat one more raw carrot, Lord have mercy. But keep it up. We're going to celebrate a week from Sunday.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are. It's going to be Super Bowl Sunday from somebody. All right. But when we talk about different kinds of fast, God addresses this in Isaiah 58. And he says, is this not the fast that I have chosen?
Yes.
Gracie, I thought you were going to preach my message, and I'm glad you said what you said, because it confirms what God has given to me for you today. Yes. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break some yokes?
Every
yoke.
Yes.
That's the difference between a yes and a maybe.
Yes.
Between whether it's some yokes or every yoke.
Yes.
Your breakthrough is going to bring freedom. I want you to write that in your notes. Breakthroughs bring freedom for those that are heavy burdened, for those that are oppressed. And let me explain to you what that means. There is clinical depression, and there is oppression. Oppression comes when you feel like you can't even get out of bed no more. And you feel such a heaviness, not necessarily that's attacking your body, but it's attacking your mind. And that's when you, and I have felt this many times. Usually I feel this on Mondays after I've preached on Sunday, and my body's tired, and I'm kind of spent, and I begin to feel that oppression. And sometimes I'll text somebody and say, can you just pray for me? There was one time, it was like on a Wednesday morning, I was on my way to work, and I felt such a heaviness in my spirit. I'm thinking, I'm not tired. I got a good night's sleep, but there's some heaviness I'm feeling. And when you begin to recognize what it is, you could say, I have fasted and I have prayed and I rebuke the spirits of oppression. And I want to just for a moment speak to the lies that we have allowed our minds and lives to receive. And it is this. Depression runs in our family. I suffered with it, your grandma suffered with it, and you're going to suffer with it.
No, no, no.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
My mom is a good woman. She's a fighter. She's part Indian. And I've told you stories where she'd fight a chainsaw if she had to. But she would say this, and I was in my 20s, and I remember we were in a revival, and what I heard her words, and she said it in kindness, so I don't want you to think that I'm disparaging my mother. I just want you to know that. But she would say this, that migraines run in our family. And so when I would get migraines, I would think, well, I'm a part of the family. But I remember distinctly when I said, no, the migraines stop with me. I'm not passing that on to my children.
Right.
And I begin to say, Lord, show me what's causing these migraines. And I don't mean to jump ahead here, but we're going to get to this. That we serve a God of infinite wisdom. And some of you have been struggling with answers, and you've been coming up with nothing but question marks. But we serve a God of infinite wisdom. That when you begin to call out to Him and you say, God, I need some answers. All of a sudden, slowly, He'll begin to reveal it to you. They talk about, Laura, the manifest and the manifold presence of God. And when I begin to think about the manifold presence of God, the many folds, almost when you look at this curtain over here, it's got about 25 folds in it. And when you begin to peel back one layer, you're saying, oh Lord, thank you for that. And you begin to peel back this fold. You're like, I didn't know it was there. But one by one, God will begin to show you things. And I began to study these ocular migraines, and I thought, well, what is it that's causing them? And sometimes it's smells, but and sometimes it's when I should not be eating what I'm eating. And sometimes if I go too long and I'm not eating like I should, they'll begin to come in. And I was telling my wife, excuse me while I take off my vest, I'm getting warm up here. But I was talking to my wife, we had started the fast a couple of weeks ago. And I said, I'm having my first fasting migraine, and the Lord showed me that you better drink some caffeine because I hadn't really drank enough, and so I drank it and the migraine went away, and I realized that some of my migraines come from drinking too much caffeine. And when I and hear me now, because I know this is something I struggle with, and because I probably shouldn't drink as much caffeine as I do, but when I don't drink caffeine, all of a sudden it comes back and I think that's it. But then I said, I'm going to explain this to my children. So that what has been passed down to me is not an iniquity that I pass down to my children. Are you tracking with me?
Breakthrough, yes.
And the breakthrough came because God brought the answer. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So if you have heard in your family, well, you're going to have this because your grandpa had it. If you're going to have this, because your grandpa or your great-grandpa or your Aunt Phyllis, she had it, so obviously, no. You could say, no, the devil is a liar. This stops with me. I'm not going to pass this on to my children. And God will begin to show you things. This is what I wanted to tell you. God will begin to show you things that you will say, why do I think that way? It's because someone has spoken that into your spirit. This is resonating with somebody. If not everybody, but there's somebody in here that's getting this. And you say, not on my watch. Look with me. In verses 8 and 9, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Somebody say, break forth. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord has got your back.
Yep.
You keep moving forward. Don't worry about somebody coming up and stabbing you in the back, because the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
Yes.
And you shall call, and the Lord may answer. The Lord may say, I'm on the other line. I can't talk to you right now.
We'll answer.
Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and the Lord will say, shoo, here I am. Did you call? Here I am. So write in your notes that breakthroughs bring answers. Breakthroughs bring answers. Glory to God. Your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Somebody's been praying for healing. I don't care if it's a sore toe. I don't care if it's cancer in your body. I don't care if it's migraines. I don't care what it is. Your healing shall spring forth. Can somebody say yes?
Yes.
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 Hallelujah.
Friday morning, I got up early, had to leave Cincinnati, had to get over to a little town called Connersville to do some work over there, and I was coming home. And I don't remember taking this road. I think it was 52. I think Lauren's taken that way before. But at nighttime when it's raining, there's unpronounced curves. And you're going up and down these hills. You don't think we have to hit hills in Indiana. We'll take that trip from Cincinnati to Brookville, then Brookville to Connersville. And I got so frustrated because I couldn't see the windshield, and there's these semis coming towards me, and how they kind of reflect. And I said, Lord, if I could just have some sunshine. And I believe that the Lord allowed me to go through that on Friday morning to say there are some of you that have just been saying, I feel like I'm driving at night. I feel like that there's rain coming, that the windshield, and I'm just having trouble seeing. But I was reminded in Scripture that your light shall break forth like the morning. how easy it is to drive when there's sunshine. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And some of you feel like you've just been kind of feeling through the hallway in the dark, kind of looking for the light switch. The light is coming today for you. Your breakthrough is coming today in Jesus' name. I didn't put this on your notes, but I wanted to read this. It's verses 10 through 12. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as a noonday. And this is what I wanted to say. There are some of you that have spent some time with other people listening to their problems and just loving them. Just kind of giving them some spiritual guidance. Just kind of just connecting with them. And you have been extending your soul to a hungry person to satisfy their afflicted soul. But God's word said that your light shall dawn in the darkness. Your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. Why? Because your breakthrough is coming. It shall strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden. I want you to write it in your notes. Watered garden. That's really important because we're going to talk about that in a moment. And like a spring of water whose water does not fail. Those from among you shall build the old wasted places. You shall rise up the foundation. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And this is important because as you invest in your children and as you invest in your children's children, you are making investments into many generations. They will look back when they get older and say, I remember when my mother told me this. I remember when my granddaddy taught me this. They will remember. And you shall be called a repairer of the breach and a restorer of the streets to dwell in. This is when you begin to prophesy not only over yourself, but you begin to prophesy over your children and your children's children.
Yes.
Do you believe, and this is a question I have for you, that God has a plan for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Can somebody say yes?
Yes.
Come on, help me out here.
Yes.
Do you believe that God has a plan for you individually?
Yes.
Do you believe that God has a plan for us corporately?
Yes.
Do you believe that God has a plan for your city?
Yes.
Then here's what we have to do. We have to begin to prophesy and say, God, I know you've got a plan for me. I know you've got the answers to the questions I've been looking for. God, I know you have a plan for my family. I know you have a plan for Victory Chapel. I know you have a plan for my city.
Yes.
And you begin to prophesy over that. You say, Lord, I'm believing that you are going to bring a breakthrough to my city.
Yes.
To my family, to my church.
Yes.
This is your church.
Right.
And you begin to prophesy over that. How many of you know that God brings answers?
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
I love this in Jeremiah 31. And if you have to write this in your notes, it's God's breakthrough brings goodness. But look with me in Jeremiah 31, 12. Therefore they shall come and sing in the heights of Zion, streaming to the goodness, somebody say goodness,
goodness,
of the Lord, for wheat, new wine, and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd, their souls shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. There's something about having a garden, a well-watered garden.
Yeah.
Tom often talks about when he plants his garden that he likes to go out early in the morning before work and make sure that it's got plenty of water for his tomatoes and his cucumbers and all of these things, his green peppers and all the things that he plants in the garden. Well, I would ask you this morning, can we talk about your garden? Can we talk about your life? Is it parched? Is it dry? Or is it well-watered? where Jeremiah says that streaming to the goodness of the Lord. Because breakthrough brings goodness. Now, your Bible says that it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Yeah. Now, when you begin to talk about God's goodness, yeah, we can all say, but preacher, you don't know what I've been through. Yeah, but God is still good. Yeah. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. There is sin that is amongst us. And sin brings pain. Sin brings heartache. But when God comes,
yes,
He brings goodness. So I ask you the question. Some of you have been praying, Lord, send somebody my way that I can lead, either through a prayer of repentance, that I can lead them to the altar, that I can lead them to the baptistry. Well, I have a question. When you talk with them, are you talking with them about all of your problems? Because when you begin to talk with people about all your problems, soon they'll be saying, excuse me, I've got to go. I got another call on the other line, you know. Oh, I got an appointment. But there's something when you begin to sit down with them, whether it's at IHOP or Hardee's or at your living room, at the couch, you begin to just to talk about God's goodness. You begin to talk about miracles that God's done in your life. Surely I know you've experienced this, but when you begin to talk about God's goodness, you feel the atmosphere shift. And you say, did something change in here? And you can almost feel like something's different in the house. You're like, it just feels different. And you will feel a difference when you begin to talk about God's goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. I have proven this over and over and over. That whether we're in a restaurant or in somebody's home, and you begin to talk about the miracles of God, all of a sudden you're going to go, I just feel different. Yes, you will. Because angels will show up. Because they begin to hear what they're singing in heaven. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And then they begin to hear you talk about God's goodness. And they say, whoa, I want to be close to them. Because they're singing the song that we have never sung. They're singing the song of the redeemed.
Yes.
These are people that have fallen and been broken. But God has raised them up. And they're just bragging on Jesus.
Yeah.
And they begin to show up, and you feel the touch of angels' wings.
Uh-huh.
You don't believe me? Try it this week.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Bill Johnson this week, and he said that he was at a meeting in Southern California where they have like a biker's church, you know, when guys come in and leather vests and their Harley's warm, and they said, you know, come and preach for us. And they happened to bring in guys that had been healed. And they gave their testimony. And one guy had broke his ankle in a bar fight. And he had always limped, and he tried to ride his motorcycle. And for some reason, in a church setting, the Holy Spirit began to move, and he felt it just kind of come back in place.
Yeah.
He said it was the most colorful testimony I'd ever heard. Because the man wasn't, you know, completely, you know, out of that lifestyle, but he knew God had healed him.
Yeah.
It's neat when God heals us for things that we did when we were back in the world. It is.
Yes.
It's fantastic. You're like, God, you want to heal that too?
Yeah.
I'll take care of all of it. I'll give you an overhaul. It's okay. I don't care when it happened. I don't care if you broke your ankle when you were sinning or when you were saved. I'll take care of it.
Right.
Thanks, Lord.
Yes, you are.
And when you begin to talk about God's goodness, something shifts in the atmosphere.
Yes.
But then this thing here, this scripture just fascinates me. That your soul shall be like a well-watered garden, bringing wheat and new wine and oil. Think about this. When you think about this, some of you theological people, you'll know the significance of wheat, meaning your harvest, and new wine, which meant that the grapes were going to come and they were going to turn into new wine, and then the oil, meaning the anointing. You would study this out, but this is what happens when the streams of the goodness of the Lord begin to flow in your life. And your soul will be like a well-watered garden. And all of a sudden, those things that you've been planting, Dessa, will come forth. Hear me now. And they'll begin to spring forth. They'll begin to break through the ground. Almost like that first time you see that tomato plant pop up out of the ground. And you're like, that's going to bring me some tomatoes. It's either going to bring me some early June tomatoes or some big fat boys, whatever it brings. I know it's popping out of the ground. And it breaks through because it's well watered. Yeah. Jesus said, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. That is this Jesus. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly, out of your heart, out of your innermost being, will flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom they believed in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But there is something about being a well-watered garden. You come to Jesus, and you will have a well-watered garden. You come to Jesus, and you will never thirst again. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So there's something about a breakthrough. How many of you ever been working outside in the yard or out in the field, or you've been working for a long time, maybe you've been under a house or wherever you've been, and you think to yourself, I can just get a bottle of water. And as you drink that water, oh, how refreshing it is. That is what it's like when you drink in the Holy Spirit. And you say, God, I need you. Lord, let it just come up out of me like a river. Let it come out of me like a well of living water. What?
Yes.
That's what happens when you come to Jesus. You will thirst no more. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So when you think about these breakthroughs, breakthroughs are refreshing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you begin to pray and fast and you begin to get in God's Word, all of a sudden you will feel refreshing. Acts 3, and now, brethren, I know you did it in ignorance, crucifying Jesus, as did all of the rulers, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of the prophets that Christ should suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Verse 19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In Luke, it said that when Jesus was present, people were healed.
Yes.
When we begin to call on the name of the Lord, and the presence of God comes into this place, yokes are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
People are healed. It comes speedily.
Yes.
Oppression leaves us.
Yes.
Times of refreshing come. That he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things. There's something about being in the presence of God, that times of refreshing come. So who is this God of the breakthrough? He is the one that we diligently seek after. He is the one that we go after. And I'm reminded in 2 Samuel, verse 5, That the Philistines had been attacking David, and David had just been crowned king of Judah. And he asked the Lord, they decided to come against him, the enemy came against him. And David inquires of the Lord, Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? And the Lord said to David, go up and I will certainly hand them over to you. So David comes to Baal Perazim, and he defeated them there, and said, Lord, the Lord has broken through my enemies. Musicians, if you'll come. The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. So he named that place Baal Perazim, which means master or God of the breakthroughs. I've come to tell you this morning that the God of breakthroughs is in this place today. Breakthroughs bring victories. Will you write that in your notes? That breakthroughs bring victories. There is something about going before and saying, God, is this an enemy that I really want to take on right now? Some of you are willing to step into a bar fight and you're like, well, let the chips fall where they may. Well, I don't really endorse that. There are some times that people come into your life as a conflict. I will tell you this. And you will say, should I deal with this? And I say, pray about it first. Should we pursue the Philistines? Yes. You shall pursue, and you shall recover all. Alright? But every time that David inquired of the Lord whether he should go out against the Philistines, God answered. He would either say, hold back, or go for it. And in this instance, when he had first become king, he said, I'm going to name this place Baal Perazim, which means he is the God of breakthroughs. Will you close your Bibles? And will you stand with me this morning? Because I was praying that today there is going to be breakthroughs in the Spirit for you. For some of you, it's going to be freedom. For some of you, it's going to be answers. For some of you, it's going to be refreshing. For some of you, it's going to be healing. And for some of you, you're just saying, I just need a victory in my spirit. So I'm going to ask that you begin to prophesy over yourself and say, my victory is coming. Come on, say it to yourself. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand on the person next to you, whatever you've got to do. But you begin to say, my victory is coming. You need to say, the freedom of the Lord is upon me. You need to say, my answer is here. My healing is here. My breakthrough is here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, begin to talk to yourself and say, self, my freedom is here. My refreshing is here. And I'm telling you, it's in the house today. It's here. The question is, what will you do? Will you receive it and pronounce it upon yourself? Come on, you've got to begin to say, come on, freedom is in the house. Answers are in the house. Goodness is here, and it is for me. Healing is in the house, and it is for me. Come on, I need somebody helping me pray this morning. Come on, begin to say that from generation to generation, my family will be saved. My grandchildren will be saved. Come on, begin to pronounce blessings upon your finances and say, my finances will be blessed. I will be blessed on my job. I'll be blessed in my going out. I'll be blessed in my coming in. I'm going to go out and I'm going to make a difference in my community. My city's going to be saved. Our church is going to grow. Our families are going to be brought to an altar of repentance. Come on, somebody, you need to begin to prophesy upon this, upon your families, upon your finances, upon your job. Come on, you got to begin to say, this is for me. This word this morning is for me. My freedom is coming today. My healing is coming today. Oppression, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We have authority and dominion over every disease and every demon in Jesus' name. God, you gave us this authority, and we receive it and we release it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to prophesy over yourself. yourself and say, my breakthrough is here. Not my breakthrough is coming, but my breakthrough is here. Let it just break forth like a dawn. Let it break through the ground. You are the God of breakthroughs. You are the God of breakthroughs. Oh, Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let healing come this morning. Let freedom come this morning. Let deliverance come off of every yoke in Jesus' name. Lord, let those who have been diligently seeking you, let them be. Let them find answers, because you are a rewarder of those that seek after you, that diligently pursue you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whoa, thank you, Lord. God is saying, what are you waiting for? Like, what are you waiting for? What thing are you waiting for the preacher to say? And you're going to say, yes, that is for me. Because at some point in time, you have to say, yes, that word is for me today, and I receive it. And I'm going to receive it unto myself, because this word is for me today. I thank you, Lord, for the answers that are coming. I thank you, Lord, for the freedom that's coming. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I feel like you are empowering people to pray your promises, to say yes and amen. And this is for me, because I'm coming into agreement with the Word of God. Somebody needs to come into agreement with the Word of God. You need to be a co-laborer with Christ. And you say, I'm coming into agreement. Let my yeses be yeses. And I'm coming into agreement. I'm saying, I'm giving my amen to the Word of God, to the promises of God. In Jesus' name. You Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Say, oppression, I'm done with you.
get out of my life. I get in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
sent us those that need what we have in overflow of. And God, that we can pour into them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Lord, send us those that are hurting, those that have been church hurt. God, that we can bring healing to them. God, I feel like they're coming, Lord. I feel like that you are readying us, you're preparing us, Lord, to give out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak new people upon every empty chair in this place. God, that they'll come back. They'll be satisfied, not only with the granolas, but with the coffee, but also that their soul will be filled in Jesus' name. Some of you just need to prophesy on your soul, because he said, even as your soul prospers, I knew that you would prosper. Let prosperity come. Not from anything that I've said, but from your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray blessings upon every family, upon every family represented. God, that as we pour out, you'll just fill us up to overflowing. In the name of Jesus. Let the oil come. Let the wheat come. Let the new wine come. In the name of Jesus. God, let us be well-watered gardens. Oh, Jesus. Where breakthrough comes in multiple flavors and in multiple areas. God, just let the breakthrough come. Every part of Victory Chapel, let it be a well-watered garden. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the kids that are over in the kids' zone. Let your Holy Spirit fall upon them. I pray for strength upon every person that teaches. God, and even on a Sunday morning, that these children would be hungry for what you would have. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a revival upon our children. In